morning. We have a very good number this morning. Of course, I would say that if we had 12, but we do have a very good number, and we have a lot of visitors. And I do want to invite them to come back every week that they're able. We have one from afar off, Mississippi, our granddaughter Hannah. If some of you have not met Hannah, she's a very good, sweet granddaughter. I don't know that anybody has any bad granddaughters, but we'd like you to meet Hannah. When we moved here 24 and a half years ago, Hannah was a year and a half old. So she's here today. You can figure it out. We're glad you're here, Hannah. This morning we're going to talk about the subject of Thanksgiving. I call it sometimes thoughts on Thanksgiving. And it's kind of a general lesson on many things that we should be thankful for. And of course, you know, if you do like the song that we sometimes sing, count them one by one, you're going to be going to sleep before you finish, because we have a lot of blessings in this nation. There's no doubt that we have people that do not appreciate their blessings. It's so sad, isn't it? It's so sad that you could live in such a nation as the United States of America and not think and believe that you're blessed. And I know that we have those that are very ill. We have those that are very ill with us this morning. We always have people every single week that are not 100%. Matter of fact, those of us that think we're 100%, you don't know you're 100%, because it's a short life. But I do appreciate all of those that come that are not feeling well at all. And many come at times and they have pain. Pain is hard to endure. So we want to think about this subject of Thanksgiving. In Psalm 100 and verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Now, this was Old Testament worship, but certainly in principle it would apply to us. And it was the context of when you go to worship, you thank God, you bless his name, you praise God for all of our blessings. Colossians 4 and verse 2 in the New Testament, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. We have many verses like that in the New Testament where you have a list of certain things that God wants us to do, and especially in reference to prayer, and then it will say, in thanksgiving. I would imagine that most every prayer, maybe not every single one, you may have some kind of emergency and present your prayer to God and not say something about being thankful, but I would say most all of our prayers, we remember to give thanks. This is the will of God, to give thanks. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, the thanks under consideration here is the same thanks where we get the day Thanksgiving. The ideal is thanksgiving to God. We give thanks to God. Well, now we have gratitude and thanks to other people that do things for us. There are so many blessings that we do have. I'm thankful for farmers, aren't you? I like eggs. I'm thankful for hens, right? I'm thankful for hens and people. We get eggs sometimes. Some of our brethren here years ago had hens, and I got eggs. I don't know. I've never counted them. A lot of eggs. Love them. We're thankful for our blessings, but you know, there are some people that they don't ever thank God at all. Now, that seems strange, doesn't it? That you could live on his creation and see his world, and God make all of these wonderful things that we eat and the air we breathe, the water we drink. God make this world so that it could be inhabited by mankind. And you would have to be something wrong with you to look out in the world and see what God has created. Have you ever even thought about the beauty of every season? You get the spring. Well, everybody knows that flowers come out. Grass turns green. My grass is not real green in the wintertime. Well, some of it looks like it's dead, but it comes back. But most of the flowers and things like that, and everything comes out in the springtime. In the summertime, it's even fuller. It looks a little different, and the temperature is different. In the fall, you know, here you have things dying, but even in death, and you look at the trees in this area, is there anyone that could look out and see the mountains, the hills, the trees in this area, and not see beauty? It's not by accident. And I know some of you do not like the snow. I have nothing generally but good blessings in my mind and heart concerning snow. Because I grew up north. If it's really a big snow, we didn't go to school. That was ultimate happiness for me, to get out of school. But not only that, but you could go out there in that snow and you could make snowmen, have snow fights, ride sleds, toboggans. We played football in the snow. But I personally, I just like to watch it come down. I think it's peaceful. And I know there are some of us, I'm not going to name the names, especially several sisters in the congregation that love snow sort of like I do. I'm not going to name them. Every now and then I say something and y'all get mad at me, but not going to name them. But it does shed a beauty on the world, doesn't it? When you get up in the morning and everything is white and beautiful. My mother used to make the statement, at least she made it in my presence, that God looked down from heaven and saw in the wintertime everything was ugly and decided he was going to make it beautiful. And he sent the snow. So all the seasons, all of them have some beauty. But, you know, an infidel, an atheist, they don't believe in God. The Bible says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Psalm 14 and verse 1. Also Psalm 53 and verse 1, I believe. So you have it in two different places. Really, you're not very reasonable if you don't see a creator. When you have a creation, you don't see a maker when you have something that was made. This microphone was made. Would you argue with me and say that wasn't made by somebody? The lights. I used to do construction work and, you know, I poured concrete. One place that I worked on a big job is a $900 million job. And that was many, many years ago. And they had drawings, and they poured concrete, had a million, had a million feet of concrete underground in one building. That's a lot of conduit. I said concrete, but concrete was over top of a million feet of conduit underground. So it had to be made. It had to be designed. The main reasons why some people do not express their gratitude to God is they're just selfish people. They're just thinking about themselves. We have a lot of people, we call it worldliness, and they are of this world. And this is their reward, this world. But the Christian believes that there's a better world. I'm in the glory land way. Didn't you like that song? You talk about something to be thankful for, to be a Christian, to have forgiveness of sins, to have the hope and the promise of eternal life. That's to be in the glory land way. You'll have to think about that, and you'll have to listen to Jesus Christ if you want to be saved. And I encourage you to do that this morning as we study. Some are poor, and yet they do not give thanks. And some are rich, and they do not give thanks. Some are just kind of in between. Without faith in God, there will be no thanksgiving toward God. If you don't believe in God and you don't believe in the Creator and the Maker, you're not going to thank God. If you believe in the Creator and you believe in the Maker, then your blessings are from God. Everybody's here this morning is through the blessing of God. Everybody that's ever come to worship God anywhere, in spirit and in truth. John 4, 24, 23 and 24, actually. God desires people to worship Him in spirit and in truth. He desires true worshipers. Our first point that we're going to mention, and I'll just mention the point specifically, is our thanksgiving to God should be wholehearted and sincere. It may be at times when we offer thanks unto God that we go a little bit too quickly. It may be sometimes we say prayers and we don't really think about it quite like we should. I will just tell you that on occasion I have prayed a prayer and I thought about it afterwards and I thought it was in too much haste. Where it wasn't properly, I did not properly reflect upon it. I had to pray it over. That's definitely possible. But it should be wholehearted. It should be sincere. God's not going to hear any other type of prayer and thanks except wholehearted and sincere. David said in Psalm 103 and 1, and very often on Thanksgiving, I preach Sunday morning and Sunday night on Psalm 103. Really, I'd probably like to do that every year, but we change it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name, all that is within me. That's wholehearted. That's sincere. Thanks to God. To bless His name is to praise His name. He is the fount of all blessing, isn't He? In Psalm 145, verses 1 and 2, this will be another one we could have on Thanksgiving. I will extol Thee, my God, O King. I will bless Thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless Thee, and I will praise Thy name forever and ever. And again, that was David. David extolled, he exalted God, exalted His name, blessed His name forever and ever. And of course, we will do that up in heaven. If people are not interested in worship down here, they will be out of place up in heaven. People that are not interested in living good lives will be out of place up in heaven. Heaven's a holy place. Now, none of us are sinless, but you have to have the blood of Christ. You have to believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14 and 6. And you have to have faith in His blood, Romans chapter 3 and verse 25. And you have to believe the gospel, Romans 1 and 16, and obey it. Excuse me. Romans 10 and verse 16. In Psalm 111 and verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Now listen. With my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. I always said, back under that Old Testament, we said, that's a principle, that we would praise God in worship. They're praising God in heaven all the time. God is worthy of praise, and we praise God. In Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2, I will praise Thee, O Lord, again. And David said this, with my whole heart, I will show forth all Thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in Thee. I will sing praise to Thy name, O Thou Most High. It was a thing of rejoicing. It was something that when he praised God, he did it with his whole heart. How many things have you done with your whole heart? When you went to school, did you do certain things with your whole heart, complete heart? Most of the time when I was in school, at least in like high school, most of the time I didn't do it with my whole heart. There were certain classes I liked, I did well. Certain classes I didn't like, didn't do so well. It all depends on whether I like the teacher or like the class. That's generally, I'm telling you, that was basically it. Not too many things I wrestled in high school. I can truthfully say I did that with my whole heart. But I haven't done too many things like that. If you get married, you should love your wife or your husband with your whole heart, and your children with your whole heart, your grandchildren with your whole heart. David praised God like that, so we need to be wholehearted and sincere. Number two, we should have a continual remembrance of our former blessings. I've read in preacher books, and I've only read a few. We studied some in school. Say, don't ever apologize for your health or anything. But I have told the congregation that I do have some problems with the coughing. That will probably be even though I took some medicine. We should have a continual remembrance of our former blessings. What's that mean? That means you don't just thank God for today, but what about those things in the past? Huh? What about those things in the past? How many times have you been blessed? How many meals have you had? How many times have you laid your head down in a nice, warm place to go to sleep? How many times have you been blessed with health to go to work and to labor? So, and how many times have you been blessed in surgeries? How many times have you come out of illnesses? Well, even from a child, we come out of illnesses, right? Many of the illnesses that I had and some of the older people had, you young people are not going to get them. You can tell me afterwards, but most of you younger people don't get the mumps. I had mumps. You know, it looked like you big giant squirrel here on the throat. Some of you know what that's like. I had the mumps. My sister had the mumps. Measles. You had regular measles. I had German measles. That makes a little difference. You get the German measles. Yeah, we had those. Just about everything. I didn't have scarlet fever. I didn't have things like that, but we grew up having those things. Whoop and cough. I sometimes will preach a sermon, I cough all the way through. I tell Charlie, it's a whoop and cough sermon. But some of you are not going to get that because you've got shots and vaccinations and that. When I was younger, they finally came out with vaccination and then they came out with you could just drink. I really like it where you could drink that and you wouldn't get polio. One of my best friends on the wrestling team, you could look at him. He was a good wrestler, very excellent wrestler. But you could look at him, and one shoulder was a lot smaller than the other one because he had polio. And there were others that I saw, and they had different types of, might call, weaknesses or deformities. They couldn't help. It was all because of polio. I'm thankful I didn't get that. But I am thankful for the doctors and the nurses, for the discoveries, for the blessings, but most of all for God, because these things don't come about, in my judgment, by accident. In Psalm 116, and you might want to read this psalm later today. Fifth one that I've mentioned that. But Psalm 116, and verses 1 and 2, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. You see, that's past tense. It says, I love God because he has heard my prayers. Because he has heard my supplications. Because he hath, past tense, you would say has. He has inclined his ear unto me. He's thanking him for times past, listening to his prayers. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. When you leave this building, ask yourself, number one, do you believe in God? Number two, are you thankful for God? Number three, are you Christian? Because if you really are and you're thankful for the Savior, you will become a Christian and follow Christ. Then in Psalm 116 and verse 17, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. So we offer sacrifice of praise to God as Christians in thanksgiving to God. He's acceptable to God. I wrote in a verse last night or yesterday while studying about this, and it's here in the Psalm 116 in verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought that you wish you could give something to God? What are you going to give God? He owns everything. Read 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and 29. God owns everything. Even what we have belongs to God. We just give back what belongs to God. Give it back to Him. Whatever you give to God, God gave you. And is a sense in which it is His. Have you ever wondered about what you could give God? Well, I can tell you what you can give God. You can give Him your heart. And you can give Him your praise. And you can give Him your thanks. God blesses us. This is point number three. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually. In every way, God blesses us. We're blessed physically. I know we have people here very, very ill. Have been for years. Some are not able to be here that have been for years, but they're here. And whatever years that we have on this earth, we thank God for them. I often memorize from time to time. I need to do a little more. But I memorize how old sometimes we read about certain people, and it's interesting to me. And I think about it like, you know, some of you know I got a birthday here coming up. 75, okay? That doesn't embarrass me. I'm just glad I made it that long. But Abraham was 175. Isaac was 180. We have all these different ages of the Noah, 950. I'm sure not going to make that one. 950. You ever hear of Doc Holliday? 36 years old. I like to read about the Wild West, they call it. And it's a shame, isn't it? Somebody had to die like that. 36 years old. I guess he died from tuberculosis. So it's a short life, but we thank God for our blessings. And we mentioned Psalm 103. There's another one. And we'll begin with verse 3 and read through verse 5. Who forgiveth, talking about God, all thine iniquities. That's spiritual, right up front. To be forgiven of your iniquities. Do you know that you've sinned and come short of the glory of God? Romans 3 and 23. You think you've never sinned? You've never transgressed God's law? You have been sinlessly perfect all your life? I don't know who could think about that, do you? Who healeth all thy diseases. How many of us have been sick? Some of you have had COVID. Some of you had COVID several times. When I went to the school of preaching back in the fall of 1971, one of the students that had been there with Brother Wesley and Eddie for a year, Arnold Kelly, took me to school. He drove me to Memphis, Tennessee. I sold my car because I thought I would need a little bit of money down there. Initially, I had not received enough support. Arnold died of COVID here about, I guess maybe 3 years ago now. I had just gone down a year before and held a gospel meeting. One of the most wonderful times in my life was to be with Brother Arnold. But he died from the COVID. So we're here. God has blessed us from our diseases. And it may be we still have a disease, but He will bless us through whatever trials we have. We're not alone. He says He redeemeth thy life from destruction. That is from death. God saves us on many occasions. I don't think we always know when God has blessed us and saved us from death. Maybe you have a flat tire and you don't know it, but if you had got on the highway, you might have lost your life. So it doesn't do much good to be complaining about that. You'd be out there complaining about a flat tire and God's looking down on you and said, but don't you know that I've saved your life? But there are other times, and I will say this, especially on the highway, that all of us probably have been delivered. maybe on other occasions. Redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. God gives us loving kindness, tender mercies. And then he says, who satisfies thy mouth with good things. We're about to celebrate Thanksgiving. Are you going to eat good things? Huh? Some of you don't like turkey. I don't know. Some of you maybe eat ham or something else or both. At our house, we eat everything that's there. You know, we have brethren contribute to it usually, but we got plenty. Well, we're going to have you. Don't you have a wonderful time? Wonderful food. God satisfy your mouth with good things. You like apple pie, cherry pie, whipped cream? You can ask my daughter about whipped cream. I'd put a little bit on there. That's what you call a big lie. Okay, whipped cream. When I was a kid, my mom would buy whipped cream, and she finally learned to buy two cans. Because every time I'd go there and behind her back, I'd grab that out real quick. And yeah, I'm telling she'd buy two cans if she loved me that much. She'd buy two cans. I don't generally do that nowadays. But it's satisfying your mouth with good things. So we don't need to be full of worry and anxiety. We all have worry and anxiety at times. I'll just say this, get over it. That's what I have to do. You're going to have it. Get over it. Say, how you get over it? Pray. You pray. Be careful for nothing, but in all things by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. That is a God-given formula for worry. And yes, it works. When you're sick, do you take medicine? All right, do you take medicine when you're sick? They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. There's a lot of people that don't take the medicine, and they need it, and they die. Somewhere we saw, Charlotte will have to tell me, we actually saw on a tombstone where it said, I told you I was sick. Yeah, somebody said, I want you to put this on my tombstone that I told you I was sick. And they put it on there. I'll have to ask Charlotte where it was. James 1:16-17. Do not err, my beloved brethren. That seems strange. He said, don't be mistaken about this. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God doesn't change. Malachi 3:6. The Lord doesn't change. That means you can depend on Him. Every day, every single, when you're sick, you can depend on Him. When you're dying, you can depend on it. You can depend on God. You can trust God with your whole heart completely. God is not going to fail you. The Bible teaches, in the most often quoted verse, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. The word belief there is a participle, which if you're not a student of English, it simply means it's continual action. It's not a one-time action to believe in Christ. We believe in Him. We continue to believe in Him according to that passage. And then number four, we need to be more careful to appreciate our current daily blessings. In other words, we think about the things in time past. I think we've seen things this year that we prayed about, true or false. We've seen things accomplished this year, true or false. You have prayed for certain people with certain surgeries. They have come through the surgeries, true or false. Maybe someone doesn't come through. That's we're going to die sometime. But God has blessed us. Thank God for those things that He answered according to His will. In Psalm 68:19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. How many of us think about every single day God loads us with benefits? every single day. He taught his disciples to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Did you eat? Now, you may not eat this morning. Now, maybe you didn't eat this morning, but you're going to eat before the day's over, right? Any of you here don't eat today, let me know. I'll correct it next week, all right? Let me know. We're going to eat. Thanksgiving, you're going to eat. Daily loadeth us with benefits. Loads us with benefits. And then Psalm 13 and 6, "I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me." Now that's just the type of language that David used over and over and over. God has dealt bountifully with me. Bountiful blessings. Daily he loads us with blessings. But the greatest one is he sent his son to die on that cross of Calvary. And as was said at the table, he had to suffer. He was beaten. They put a crown of head on him. He was scourged. They reviled him. And they nailed him to the cross. If you can't respond to that, something's wrong with your heart. Maybe the Lord just hadn't got there yet. But you need to believe and you need to repent. And you need to come to the Lord. Be buried with your Lord in baptism. And don't ever be ashamed to confess his name. If you're not a Christian, we encourage you to become one. If you are a child of God, if you need to come home, you do it as we stand and sing.